This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I am good, brother. What's happening with you?
Bro, we are busy. We are busy, busy, busy. Obviously, plenty of sports going on. Caps, top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
Headed to second round. First game's tomorrow night. We're going to talk a ton of Caps.
Yep.
Nats are playing. Got Commanders rookie mini camp this week. So not maybe not every Monday, but most Mondays I go over to Channel 4 in the afternoon and I do this four things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where I kind of lay out the sports week ahead. And last night we had a plan. We had things laid out for the sports week ahead, Brian. Mm-hmm. It was going to be three Caps thing and then rookie mini camp because there's obviously a lot of excitement that Gabe Taylor will be there. Sean Taylor's younger brother.
Yep.
And I don't know, about 9 o'clock last night, everything changed. That's the business we are in. News broke. Shout out to Axios. They're breaking all this news. I'm not a frequent Axios reader. Although we've had the young lady that's like a lifestyle reporter from Axios on a bunch of times.
Mm-hmm.
That the NFL draft's coming to town in 2027. So the boys' text thread lit up. We're all saying various things. And then B just responded a little later and just dropped a hammer. I told you 2027 was a go.
I've said it for weeks and months now. It's like some things. I know it's a lot of grandstanding in politics. I know that. But this thing they gotten word a long time ago. And it's a great move now, but you better believe this is a locomotive now. Anybody else in the way, you're going to get ran over. That's all I'll tell you.
Totally. So if you've missed the news, and this is reportable by like a dozen outlets, Axios broke it, so I'm crediting them. There's an announcement scheduled today that the president, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, and Commanders owner Josh Harris will all be at the White House to announce that the 2027 NFL draft is coming to town. I think it's awesome. I've talked to people with the league about this. They've wanted this for some time. At various moments, it's been close. Now, there were some like hurdles with the National Park Service mm-hmm. that like actually runs the land over that the National Mall is on. I think those were kind of fake hurdles. I think the real hurdle was, are we going to be able to get this stadium deal done?
Mm-hmm.
I think call me crazy if you want. I don't think this announcement with the president, the mayor, and the team owner at the White House happens unless there is a real feeling of positivity surrounding RFK Stadium.
100%. 100%. Listen, I've said it ever since they've given D.C. control over the land. And you pointed out last week, after you finish reading, they're giving them permission. Then they start talking about, they have line items, okay?
Right.
Number one item was what?
Stadium revitalization. Right.
So listen, I understand what people say because you know what? You have to put yourself in a position as if I was working for you. I don't think it ever gets that 100-0 vote if it didn't go how they wanted it to go.
Totally.
So let's be real. Yes, the stadium, and people look at that, but it's not just the stadium. It's going to be all kind of stuff around it, and also it's going to be bringing income into the city that needs it.
Totally. So what we know, the only thing we know that the president has a 1 o'clock announcement scheduled. Widely reported that that's going to be about the draft coming to town. Imagine, I mean, dude, I don't mean any offense to Green Bay, right? Mm-hmm. I know a lot of Sconnies. Wisconsin people are great.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay is cool because of the nostalgia and the tradition. Yeah. But, like, even those visuals, like, it's just a bunch of people in a parking lot. Like, yeah. It's not that cool. The visuals of Nashville going down Broadway was really cool.
Yeah.
The visual, I don't say a ton of nice things about Philadelphia, but mark this down because I'm going to. The visuals of the draft in Philadelphia where everything led up to, is it the art museum that's on the river?
Yeah.
With the steps and everything. Mm-hmm. It was a really, really neat scene. And I think this draft with the National Mall will be most reflective of that one in Philly where you have these huge open, I mean, like grand design, centuries old vistas and open areas. I don't know exactly where they'll put the stage. I would think it would be down towards the Lincoln Memorial. And then you just have people. I guess you got the reflecting pool right there. Maybe you want it up by
towards the Capitol and
towards the Capitol. Let people behind go it. That way.
Yeah, yeah. It's
they'll sort it out and
they'll figure it out.
I mean, hell, maybe this might sound ridiculous, but maybe you just set it up like inauguration, right? Inauguration's used to hosting.
I've been to
a lot of people.
I've been to a lot of different things on the mall, and normally the focal point is closer to the Capitol down that way.
So I feel like protests have generally been on the other end. Like if you think about MLK, he was standing in front of Lincoln, right? Like mm-hmm. the famous I Have a Dream speech. But the stuff that is being celebrated tends to be closer to the Capitol. They got mm-hmm. options either
yeah,
way.
They got options.
I think, White Brian, I think you looked this up for me last week. Give me the economic impact of some of these drafts on the city. Here's all I know is, I think easily estimate, I mean, there was once a million man march, right?
Yeah.
And whether it was a million or 900 or 1.1 million, that's a lot of damn people.
Yeah.
I remember the first Obama inauguration in, I guess that was 09, right? Like January of 09, because he won in 08. That's when I lived in Northeast, and it was pandemonium.
Yes.
Yo, bars stayed open all night. I went and saw drive-by truckers on K Street with like 9 people there because some lobbying firm hired them. Like that was a wild time to be in D.C. But I mean, that was you. Did you go to that inauguration? That had to be the coldest one ever, no. At least of my lifetime.
It was freezing, absolute freezing,
and still, despite the weather, it was packed.
Yeah.
Now I'm not saying the NFL.
They had more than a million man march.
You think?
Yes. I was at that one.
I was not at that one. I was at Obama's inauguration. But when was the Million Man March? Early 90s?
Yeah.
90, 92-ish, something like that?
It was after 92 because Norv Turner was the coach here.
Okay.
We basically told him we're going to the Million Man March. We're not going to be practicing that day.
Was it dirt? Well, I thought it was in the fall? I thought it was in the spring.
He was trying to make us be there. We're like, no, we're going.
Okay.
We're going where we're going to be.
Again, those are significant political historic moments. This is the NFL draft. We're not trying to compare clearly apples to oranges. But the interest level in the NFL, thank you, Jeffrey, is so significant. And this lowers the barrier to entry so highly. B-Mitch, can I ask you a question?
Yep.
What did Jeff give you? So take you behind the curtain. Landfill just printed a bunch of stuff.
See?
Jeff brought it in. Jeff just gave me two caps reads and zero show sheets. There he is, my guy. Thanks, Jeff. Now, do I need to give one of these caps reads to B-Mitch? There you go, buddy. We're off and running on a Monday morning. But, B, the NFL draft has so much interest in it.
Yeah.
There is, best I can tell, and maybe this has changed, but I know when I was in Philly, it was free. You just rolled up. Now, I'm sure there's VIP areas.
Yeah, VIP area, you're going to probably have to get credentials, or you're going to have to have some clout.
Sure. But, like, to my understanding, it's free. You just got to show up. And they'll be selling food and beer and whatever else. But, like, if you got the NFL, which has the most interest of anything in our country, and free, and think about the size within about a four-hour drive from here, Brian. You got Norfolk, Virginia Beach, that whole area. Raleigh, Durham's about 4 hours. You could probably, Greensboro maybe is five. Philly, Baltimore.
Yeah.
How far is Pittsburgh? 4 or 5 hours? Like, the amount of people that are going to come to this thing.
Don't worry about it, Jay. You got three different airports that are very close. People are going to fly from other places, not just driving places.
Sure. This is going to pack every hotel. Pack every bar, pack every restaurant. Every Uber is going to be busy all weekend. Every hot dog truck, like every taco truck, whatever it is, this is a massive economic boom at a time where the city could use it. And granted, it's 2 years away, but that ain't that far. Hell, it's less than 2 years away. Yeah. It's 23 months away. You know, like that's a big deal. I don't think there's any accident about it because I think, frankly, since the Harris Rails team has taken over, there have been no accidents. There have been no accidents, man.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's really exciting. I'm going to give you kind of run a show of the day because we got a lot going on. At 10:30, we have a Carolina Hurricanes reporter. Luke DeCock is going to join us. We need to know what we need to know about Carolina. Because they dispatched Jersey really easy, but Jersey kind of stinks. We know Shane Gotts to be here, and we know about Aho. So we're going to figure the rest of it out. Luke DeCock joins us in just a few minutes. Then we're going to try to go around the NFC East throughout the week and just see what those teams have done in the draft and kind of where they stack up. Dave Zangaro, our buddy that covers the Eagles, is going to join us at 11:30. We need some Nats catch-up in our lives.
Yeah.
Not catch-up, but catch-up. Mark Zuckerman will join us for Masson. Then at 1 o'clock, we expect this announcement to come down. We're going to try to play that live if we're able to. And after that, we're going to open the phone lines up. Because I imagine a lot of people have a lot to say about the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, we had David Aldridge on last week talking about RFK, and it was a great conversation.
Yeah.
And DA pointed out some real questions that need to be asked, and I think that's fair. The draft, I don't think there's any questions. I imagine the NFL covers the infrastructure and all.
Somewhat.
Like, there's not a lot of. Maybe they put. You know how like the Super Bowl host committee has to put up a bunch of stuff to get a Super Bowl? Maybe there's something like that for D.C., but that just seems like an easy
draft
win.
Host committee probably are the Commanders owners and Roger Goodell.
Right.
Be honest with you. But what it
and
is,
like
is
Marriott, because every Marriott's about
I
to be
believe
full.
This is an entity that probably wouldn't be coming here without the other stuff.
Right.
No one will be discussing it. And I think a lot of people that have questions, and you're rightfully so, you may need to start giving them a little bit more rope instead of just like jumping at everything because they seem to have the ears of multiple people that make great decisions. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the previous owner did not have that by no stretch of the imagination. These guys seem to have it.
Obviously. Yeah, I mean, the room, we try to be apolitical on this show. There's so much politics in this town, and the vast majority of it is so ugly that I really try to just steer away from it. But think about Muriel Bowser and Donald Trump and the dude that's kind of bringing them together. Because those two, I would say, are pretty opposed ideologically.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh Harris shows up. Hey, let's all hang out, make a quick announcement, bring the draft to town, and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it really, really fascinating what this ownership group has been able to put together. Did get a this, I'm not trying to pretend as breaking news, mm-hmm. right? Did get some interesting news from Ashburn right at the top of our show. Maybe they dropped it for our show, News Ferry. We got rookie numbers.
Yeah.
The draft class, we know what numbers they're going to wear. I'll go in order of pick. Josh Connerly Jr., 72.
All right.
72 is a good number for a tackle.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. Cornerback Trey Amos, 23.
Mm.
I like that a lot. One, I'm an MJ Mark. Two, I think 23 is a good number for a corner. I also like corners wearing still kind of traditional corner numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not mad at Mikey for wearing different. Like, the whole number world has changed significantly. All right. What number do you think Jalen Lane would wear? It 0 to 20 or in the 80s, like a traditional receiver?
Well, Jay, I've seen the same thing you're looking at. So, I mean, 83.
I recognize what I'm about to say might sound stupid. I feel like a really fast guy should have a single digit. I feel like 83 seems kind of like a slow number.
Nah, man.
It seems tight endish.
No, I think you're crazy. Tight ends are normally the 89s and stuff like that. It's a lot of people that wear those numbers that are fast. They were fast. Nobody wore single-digit numbers in the past. And they were a lot of fast-ass dudes wearing them numbers. Ricky Sanders was fast as hell. Didn't he wear 83?
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, also.
Santana Moss,
89?
He wore 89.
No, he said 89, but he was fast as hell with that number.
83 to me. You're right about Ricky. I owe Ricky an apology there, but. It feels like a tight end number to me.
Nah, man. It's just that lately people starting to move to those numbers. Hell, James Thrash was, what, 87 back in the day? I think it was. He was fast as hell.
But that's not relevant. I'm saying 83 feels like a tight end number.
Nah. Just that this is you
Landfill, you with me?
You're being like the young people today. You're just deciding on what's happening today.
Jeff? J Dogs?
Nah, not on that one, bro.
White Brian?
Well, you did start that off by saying, I might sound stupid here.
I'm just telling you, I wish 80. I'd be happier if he was 88. Like, I just, 83.
Hey, man.
Feels like a tight end number.
He runs 4.34. That number will be fast, believe me.
linebacker Kane Medrano. This feels aggressive. 56.
I mean, This is not New York.
I get it.
So he's all right. And he runs 4.47.
Now that's a dude I wouldn't have mind seeing the 40s.
He's a linebacker.
I know, but they all wear anything they want now.
But the 40s numbers still look like safeties to me.
83 looks like a tight end to me.
Nah, bro.
Zero complaints with the running back.
We got to get Ricky Sanders. I'm going to say, Ricky, JP said number 83 is a tight end number, and you were slow.
Outside of Ricky, can you think of another wideout that wore 83?
I thought
John Dotson.
I thought Al McConnell wore 83.
Didn't John Dotson wear number one?
He wore 83.
He wears 83 at Philly.
Okay. I mean, if that's what you've got.
He's a fast guy with 83.
I'm not exactly sure that doesn't help my case.
I thought Al McConnell wore 83.
You know who wore 83?
Who?
Mark Bavaro. That's like as tight end gets.
Yeah, for the Giants.
Martellus Bennett, another tight end. Ricky Sanders might be the greatest receiver to ever wear 83.
And Al McConnell. He was fast.
Dog, you putting Albert Connell in the same category as Ricky Sanders?
I'm talking about speed, dog. You brought up speed.
But that was also back when receivers all had to be in the 80s.
Still.
Chase Claypool, another tight end. I'm trying to find. I think Ricky
Claypool is not a tight end. Claypool's a receiver. He's just tall.
Big. Because that number slows him down.
And he can run.
Wes Welker.
And he damn sure not big.
Sure.
He's miniature.
Little slot guy. I think Ricky Sanders, I'm trying to do this research on the fly, so forgive me to those I may be ignoring. I think Ricky Sanders might be the greatest 83 of all time, like in NFL history. Maybe I'm missing somebody. I've only made it through the G's. Brian Hartline, he's a really good coach. I don't know, B. You let Ricky know that I'm properly crediting him. Both Rocket Ismail and Missile Ismail wore 83. Those dudes were fast.
And neither one of those guys was slow.
Did Andre Reed wear 83? Andre Reed wore 83. He was a hell of a player. All right, 83 it is.
Well, Bavaro supposedly wore 89.
Well, then.
Him and Santana Moss, they about the same speed, huh? No, I'm joking.
No.
Tanner could fly.
I think Bavaro wore, I guess Bavaro wore 83 in Cleveland. Everybody thinks of him as a giant wearing 89. That was number talk. The NFL draft's coming to town. And when we return, we're going to talk some Caps hockey. Big, big series starts tomorrow night. Capital One Arena. That place is going to be rocking. That place is going to be insanely loud. You know what the opposite of that is? My new garage door from Door Pro America. When you deal with the folks at Door Pro America, man, they do everything the right way. I got a LiftMaster garage door opener and the MyQ app installed by the pros over at Door Pro America, and there's zero stress. The thing is silent. With the MyQ app, I can open it from anywhere. If I have people that need to come into the house, I can just let them in from work. It's incredible, dude. It's got cameras on there. It can provide you with notifications if something happens. Everything about working with Door Pro America has been dope. These guys are experts. They helped us narrow down the options when we got the new door. They gave us this really cool Photoshop spreadsheet of what the new doors would look like at our house. Could not have been easier. They're based locally. Door Pro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. They can do it all. Whether you need a new garage door like I did or you just need maintenance or repairs, give them a call. If you call now, you can save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them JP Finley sent you, or go to the website, doorproamerica.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, the fan. Excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and head down to Carolina. You heard James Taylor explaining it there. Obviously, the Caps are playing the Canes this week. This is a there's enough of a rivalry here, man. This thing's going to be fun. Luke DeCock joins us from Raleigh. Luke, how are you, man? What's going on?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about anything other than Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
I guess down there, that is a seriously hot topic.
That's a big story down there, man.
It's kind of a big story.
He needs to go home and say, baby, you got to back off a little bit, please.
Man, you try doing that.
Hey, I would.
My favorite part of the Bill Belichick stuff is that, like, you keep getting these think pieces on, like, how did this happen? I know exactly how it happened.
Yeah.
This woman has something that he likes. I don't know what it is.
He has something she likes.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up.
But no, dude, we're not going to bug you about Bill Belichick's girlfriend. We want to talk hockey.
Yes.
Obviously, the Caps and the Canes play a lot in the regular season. The Canes got the better of them. I would argue there were some like extenuating circumstances surrounding most of the regular season games. How about get us up to speed with how Carolina's playing right now? Obviously, they dispatched Jersey, but Jersey was kind of bad.
Yeah, Jersey's really banged up. I mean, they were missing, by the end of that series, they were missing four defensemen and their two best players. So, you know, at the same token, you know, give the Hurricanes credit for locking down the gentleman's sweep. They took care of it in five games. They didn't have to go back to Jersey. Played pretty well. And look, the game they lost was a double overtime game. They probably should have won. And one of the games they won, their starting goalie got knocked out and they won anyway. So, you know, a little bit of drama, but mostly taking care of business. It's a team playing pretty well right now. Still has another level that it can get to for sure. But one of the promising signs for them is when you look at the postseason's past and their playoff disappointments, and this is going to sound a little bit like Washington pre-2018, their best players haven't always been their best players. Yep. And this year, Andrei Svechnikov has been a force of nature. Sebastian Aho scores the game winner in double overtime to eliminate the Devils in game five. Jacob Slavin's been terrific. You know, just the guys who you really need, the guys who you have to count on, have been at their best. And there's still a couple guys who can raise their game a little bit. But, you know, the goaltending's been pretty good. Frederik Andersen's had, you know, basically a week now to rest up since he was very lightly injured in game four in Jersey. And then Peter Kochetkov came in and won game five. So, you know, it's a team that's had a little break to heal up, especially in net. But, you know, the other part of it is, you know, it's a little bit similar to the Caps pre-2018. One of the big issues for the Hurricanes in the postseason in years past, certainly when they got swept by Florida in the conference finals, is the power play. Their power play was outstanding against the Devils, and they did not allow a power play goal in that series, and they scored a shorthand goal. I think it was net plus eight in special teams in five games. You know, when you have special teams and goaltending in the playoffs, you can beat just about everybody. Sure. They've also been pretty good at even strength.
Also, what is it that they are concerned about when it comes to the Caps? I believe when they were back in the day, everybody just expected Ovi to do it all the time. Now they have more guys that can score, which I think makes the defense have to be really, really on point.
Yeah, it's going to be a question of, you know, that they have two, you know, they have sort of a 1A and 1B line in terms of matchups, certainly not in terms of offense. But it was a decision that the Devils kind of had to make with their top line is, you know, do you want the Ovechkin line up against Jordan Staal, who's a big, grinded out, will lean on you. That line will hit. It's heavy, but is not going to generate a lot of offense. They're going to shut you down. Or, you know, if you're the Hurricanes, do you want that Aho, Svechnikov, Ovechkin matchup and say, we're going to go strength on strength here and try to beat them at their own game? So I think that's one thing that the Hurricanes, a decision the Hurricanes are going to have to make, maybe not in games one and two, but certainly at home when they get to pick their matchups. And then, you know, the other part of it, I think, is as good as the Hurricanes' penalty kill has been, if the Capitals' power play gets hot, you know, that is such a huge weapon. And we saw, look, the Devils had one of the best penalty kills in the league. They were right behind the Hurricanes in the regular season, and the Hurricanes absolutely ripped them to shreds. So, you know, it's almost like momentum. Some of this stuff carries over from playoff series to playoff series. Some of it doesn't. But I think, you know, the number one thing hockey-wise would be the Capitals' power play. And, look, there's also – we all know it. We saw the bad blood during the regular season. There's a physical element to this.
Yeah.
You know, we saw it in 2019 when they played Ovechkin challenging Svechnikov to a fight. Tom Wilson always. You know, ironically, the biggest hit of that 2019 series was Warren Fogle, who you would not exactly describe as an enforcer, you know, knocking TJ Oshie out of the series with a hit that was, it was awkward. You know, it wasn't Fogle's fault that Oshie lost his footing, but it was, you know, it ended up being, having some nasty consequences for Oshie. But that was a physical series. And, you know, a big side plot of that series was Dougie Hamilton stepping out of Alexander Ovechkin trying to run him. And once it cost the Hurricanes a goal, the other time it kind of embarrassed Ovechkin. So, you know, that won't be an issue this time. The Hurricanes are a more physical team. They certainly have learned in the last five or six postseasons not to retaliate, which was a big issue for them against, you know, they played the Bruins three times and the Bruins were always in their kitchen, and they played the Panthers and the Panthers were always in their kitchen. The Devils, Eric Halla and Timo Meier tried some of that and it just didn't work. So this is a more mature team, and it has bigger forwards than they've had in the past. Look, like William Carrier, Eric Robinson, guys like that, Mark Jankowski, they have a bunch of guys who are 6'2", 220 pounds. Jordan Stahl's always been a big dude. They're willing, especially on the forecheck, to go and hammer your D. I don't think that was necessarily true in 2019. I don't think the Hurricanes, they would get on the Capitals' D and hassle them, but I don't think they had the physical threat they have now. So the key for them is obviously don't get antagonized. Don't get pulled into stuff after the whistle. Keep your discipline. And then keep your head on a swivel, because the Caps, whether it's Duhaime or obviously Wilson or whoever else, they are going to be trying to hit you, and you need to be prepared for that. I think probably they are. But, you know, that's still one thing to say you are and another to go out in the ice.
Mm-hmm.
All of our Caps coverage is presented by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. And don't forget, in about 15, 17 minutes, we're giving away tickets to Game 1.
Oh, yeah.
Game 1 here tomorrow night. Caps, Canes. It's going to be awesome. We are on the Rude Guest Hotline with our friend Luke DeCock, sports columnist for the Raleigh News and Observer. And Luke, your latest column is the headline, Bad Blood May Not Carry Over, But Canes and Caps Have Reasons to Hate Each Other. I think that's pretty accurate and kind of setting the tone for what I expect in this series. One question I always have, because this, I think this series is going at least six. Like, I don't think this is going to be a gentleman's sweep on either part. There's going to be some dude on Carolina, and granted, we kind of know Carolina from all the regular season games, but one dude will emerge as the player the Caps fans
the
hate.
The villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your prediction?
I think the way he's playing right now, it's going to be Andrei Svechnikov. You know, obviously there's the history with him and Ovechkin. You know,
can I say something real quick on that?
Yeah.
You said something earlier that I'm not sure I agreed with. He came after Ovi in that fight. That wasn't really Ovi trying to pick that fight.
Well, you got to understand, this is a guy who idolized Ovechkin. You could argue he bit off more than he can chew. That was mutual.
It seemed like Ovi was like, sure you want to do this, dude?
there was Russian alpha dog stuff going on in that fight that we will never understand.
That's what it was.
And the thing is, Svech still, they're more peers now. I don't want to idolize this, but I would say that Svech still has the exact same level of respect for Ovechkin that he had going into that. Coming out of it. It's like, he was just like, yep, that's it. And his attitude, you know, it wasn't like he came out of that saying, I hate that guy. It was just exactly the same. Yeah. It happens. And Svechnikov is hitting people, and he's been aggressive on the forecheck. He leveled some big hits in the Devil series. He's scoring goals. He's being the most effective version of himself. And the most effective version of himself does tend to get people a little pissed off, because he is going to rattle guys. And he is going to play, you know, a pretty physical game. And he's big and he's strong and he can hit people. He's an easy one. You know, the other one is just because he's so infuriating at times, is Jacob Slavin, because he's a Lady Bing winner. He's one of the cleanest players in the league, multiple Lady Bing winner. But he does things that are just so baffling that you just get so frustrated. Mm-hmm. He's just a wizard with his stick, and he can disarm guys on the rush. In tight quarters, He's one not because he's a dirty player or because he's going to hit people necessarily, but you just get so frustrated going against him. And the other one, obviously, we talk about bad blood not spilling over, but Jalen Chatfield is not a very popular player among Capitals fans already. Now, this is a third-pairing defenseman, so this is not a star or anything like that. And his argument was, look, man, we're in a fight. I got to do what it takes to win the fight. And even, you know, Spencer Carver even basically said, look, I didn't like it. You want to be careful when the guy's in the helmet. But, you know, it's two guys fighting. Stuff happens. But he answered for it. You know, Duhaime came after him in Washington. He answered for it. It was what it was. But, you know, when you have a series between two teams that had 100-plus penalty minutes in one game and really 30 years, I mean, of Southeast Division bred dislike between the two franchises, you know, there's going to be flashpoints. Yeah. You know, I think Svechnikov is the most likely one because he's the most willing. He was in 2019, and he will be again now.
Yeah, you're supposed to not like each other when you play them all the time.
Yeah, man, I think this is going to be a great series. What is the feeling down there? What are you predicting in this one?
Yeah, I mean, I think the feeling's pretty good, and one big reason is this is the first time, really probably since 2019, that the Hurricanes have reached this point in the postseason with a full roster. You know, Freddie Anderson missed a game and a period or two, but Svechnikov was out in 2013. Max Pacioretty was out in 2013. Teuvo Teravainen got hurt in 2024, or I guess that was 2023 too, but guys have been hurt. Guys have had long-term injuries. They were missing Jesper Foss last year. He got hurt in the 82nd game of the regular season. Freddie Anderson's been banged up, you know, really kind of struggling to get through playoff series. He's not right now. So it's a healthy team. So it's really not the same Hurricanes that we've seen in the playoffs. You combine that with the special teams and the way they're playing right now. If they can carry that over, I think it's probably Canes in six. If the special team sort of resets to zero and they don't have the same success on the power play and penalty kill, then I think we're probably going seven, just like in 2019. And then it's kind of anybody's series. But if they can keep up their success on the special teams and Freddie Anderson can stay healthy, I do think the Hurricanes are really in a pretty good groove right now.
It's going to be interesting to watch. Luke, thank you very much for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Luke Tkach from the Raleigh News and Observer, sports columnist down there. He likes the Canes. I get it. He's from down there.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure I like the Canes. But
and you from up here. He'll probably say the same thing about you.
I like raising Canes. It's good-ass chicken, man. Here's what else I know. With the temperatures heating up, be sure your air conditioning system can keep up. Now is the perfect time to schedule a $99 cooling and heating check with the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star tech will check both your home's cooling and heating system for one low price. There's a ton of benefits for a maintenance check, including increasing the efficiency of your system while decreasing energy bills. And if you spot a small problem before they turn into big problems, that'll save you money. Don't wait. Call today and get peace of mind no matter what the unpredictable D.C. weather is tomorrow. It was hot all last week. It's supposed to get cold this week. Rainy. Do what I always do. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf is the home of the five.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Star technician.
Falling in love with you.
You be 40? I be 43. Folks, this is the moment you've been waiting for all day. We're giving away tickets in the last segment of every hour. You want to go to game one? You want to go to Caps game one? I know you do. I know you do. Caller number 9 right now, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You'll win a pair of tickets to Game 1 for the 2025 playoffs. Second round for the Washington Capitals, Tuesday, May 6th against Carolina at Capital One Arena. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com.
It's going to be a festive situation.
I assume you're going with AD?
Probably so.
I have a few things I need to discuss with you. Obviously, giving away these Caps tickets is going to be nuts. Jeff, buckle up, because I bet the phones go ballistic. I have you are generally my logistics Sherpa. I got a lot going on getting back and forth to Raleigh for these games. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a highly enjoyable series. Also, do you remember that with me? The kid from Carolina, Chestnikov, went after Ovi. And Ovi even gave him a break. He was like, look, man, you sure you want this?
Yeah. But look, man, young people, just like little brothers, try. They're big brothers. And you ask the question, are you sure about this? And then at the end of that thing, they understand, okay, I see why he's a big brother. Or he's the person that I look up to, my hero. They find out real quickly.
Yeah.
You know, and he found out. But they don't just stop after one. If they have any type of that masculinity and that alpha dog in them, they're going to try you again.
He's not wrong to want to try it.
Yeah.
But maybe you learn.
Just know, when you try, you better be all in.
For sure. For
it's
sure.
It's coming, baby.
So Dave Zangaro is going to join us at 11:30. I just saw something pretty interesting from Philadelphia that I want to discuss when we come back. All right. I think we got a winner for the Caps tickets for tomorrow night.
All right.
Is it Ethan and Laurel?
Keith.
Keith and Laurel. Keith, what up, man?
Woo doggies. Let's go, Caps.
You fired up to go to this game?
I'll be red and shiny.
All right.
Who are you going to bring? You get a pair of tickets, right?
I'm bringing the little lady. Yeah.
The little lady.
What's her name?
This is going to be great. Let's bring on them canes.
What are you going to wear?
Oh, I got a couple jerseys.
Awesome.
There you go.
Are you a beer guy, or do you get like a soda? What's your go-to when you get in the arena, Keith?
It's actually just water normally.
Just water. You're locked into the action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll handle the rest. We'll take care of the rest for you, Keith.
What's that?
We'll handle the rest. You keep the water.
There you go.
All right, Keith, man. Congratulations.
Enjoy yourself, man.
Enjoy the game.
Thank you, WJFK. Appreciate it.
All right, brother.
Yeah, man. Man, where'd we find Keith? Hope he enjoys the game, dude. We're giving away tickets at the last segment of every hour. So roughly plan on 11:45, 12:45, 1:45. Landini, are Grant and Danny going to be giving tickets away this afternoon too? So we're giving tickets away all damn day for 4 hours of us. Then you'll get 4 hours of Grant and Danny giving tickets away. I don't know. For all I know, CK might hire a helicopter, throw tickets out the window. We'll see. There are tickets, man. You want them.
Nah, that ain't happening.
You want them. Keep listening. It's Beamich and Finley. But before we go, got to tell you, man, when this draft comes to town, some of these people might like it here so much they just look to buy a house. Yeah. And if you're looking to buy a house, there's only one dude you should talk to. His name is John Leahy.
Reach out, friend. John Leahy, just like Marilyn did, she needed to sell her Greenbelt property because she was relocating for a job. Unfortunately, her condo didn't qualify for FHA, which ruled out several potential buyers who absolutely loved the unit. But she had no reason to fear because John Leahy and the Fine Living Group were there, and they contacted a past client who was looking for an investment property. Even better, the buyer paid cash for $2,000 over the asking price. If you're looking to sell, take advantage of John Leahy and the Fine Living Group's guaranteed offer. Start by finding out what your home is worth in only 30 seconds at johnsellsdmv.com. Talk about our friend, John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
At any time. Here's the other thing. If you're thinking about selling your house, but you know you need new appliances, and you don't really feel like dropping $6K on new appliances, talk to John. He can help you front that cash for the $6K for the new appliances, which makes your kitchen look way more inviting and modern, which when you sell that thing is going to net you 2-3 times as much money. Then you just settle up with John on the $6K when you go to closing. No interest, no nothing. It's easy, and it makes you more money. Those are the kind of things John Leahy thinks about when he's trying to sell your home for top dollar and as fast as possible. That's why I'd call John, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.